Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Shalom, everybody. This is Paul, and I'm going to talk today about a big, powerful, powerful thing that many people need to understand and hear, because there are so many people today that are discouraged and getting more and more discouraged. And we have to understand where discouragement comes from, the root of discouragement, and why we must overcome this discouragement, because this is just a powerful thing of the enemy that tries to destroy us. In previous videos, I often speak about the spiritual battle that's taken place, as it says in Ephesians. It talks about a spiritual battle that's going on for our souls. And the devil has many demons that are roaming around trying to destroy us and change our thinking and to choose him. It says in Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers that are rules of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. And we need to understand this concept, because the enemy's job is to deceive us into to getting off Yahweh's course, to getting away from the commandments, from not feeling anything about conviction of being guilty of living in sin or living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And he's done a tremendous successful job of that. And all things in our life, all the decisions we've made to live in fear of man and do the things of man have really taken its toll on us and have overcome us. The scripture is clear that there are demons out there. If you believe in the Bible, you can't believe just some of it. You have to believe all of it. And there are demons out there. And the demons are manifested in people because people create an environment for them. They open up doors through them, through their fear, through their worry, through their anxiety. And this has created a big problem. And we must not opening up any opening to the enemy to get in and destroy us. Now, we live in the times today where there were so many people that come to me for prayer or ask for prayer about certain things. We all have a portal to go straight to our Creator. And in unison, we all need to pray for our brothers and sisters. There are a lot of things that are going on in today's world we don't understand why things happen. A lot of people question why things are happening to them and so on. On some level, to one degree, we've allowed a demon in our life to possess, and I use that word strongly, to possess us and make a place in us where it feels comfortable. It is our responsibility as believers to understand this and also create an environment so uncomfortable for any of these demons that they depart from us and they leave us alone. They want nothing to do with us. That they can't wait to get away from us. And scripture, the word of our Creator, is the number one way to do that. But we have to believe in that word. So this is really important. It's not just words. It's not just words. The enemy will flee once we understand that Yahweh's word is real and Yahweh's word is true. So I want my brothers and sisters out there to experiencing the joy I experience. I want people to understand how I let the demons of anxiety overtake me for so many years. I want people to understand how I was able to break the curse of the family line of generational curse of anxiety in myself. But at the same hand, I don't want to suggest that I struggle. I want to suggest that I thrive. But I see this generational curse skipping believers, but it can be come back into our lives and into our families through open doors. You know, it says in Hosea, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, in English, we might say, well, we have knowledge because we all have worldly knowledge, and we don't get that concept. I hear it so often, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. When I speak in churches, there's more prayer for healing of disease than any other topic. We're praying for somebody who died because of a disease. We need to understand we are responsible for letting the enemy in to destroy us on many different levels. And when it says my people destroyed for lack of knowledge, what that means in the Hebrew is my people destroyed for lack of knowledge of me, our creator, and his ways and what he wants us to do. And it says, not only will you suffer, but your children will suffer. And recently I was reminded when I heard this that the more we fill ourselves up with the knowledge of our creator, the more we can pass along to our children. But when we lack that knowledge, our children lack that knowledge. And it says in the scriptures that, you know, my people destroyed from lack of knowledge, but if you rejected knowledge, they also reject you. To reject is something that's been given to you. And it also says, because you have forgotten the ways, you can no longer be priests for me, and your children will suffer. We need to put ourselves in a position where there's no opening in our home, in our bodies, for the demons to get in. Some of you listening right now might not understand. Some of you might not believe. Some of you might not comprehend how powerful the spiritual world is, but it is. And this is why so many people can call themselves believers, but they could be discouraged at the same time. And this is a big problem. And I'm seeing in my own life right now, I'm realizing what I've overcome. But I'm seeing my children, and I'm seeing because of my lack of diligence to the word and faith and my own mistakes in life, how I've opened up a big issue, a big problem. Because when you get married, two become one. This is important. Two become one when you get married. And through my lack of faith and understanding and willingness to trust Yahweh and making a decision that was not the decision I believe Yahweh would want to be made, what I've done is I opened up a portal for the enemy to get in. And that is what I did was after many, many years of not being able to wait to minister the way I should be ministering as a man of Yahweh to my family, the enemy has gotten in. You see, you have to understand the significance. This is so important for people out there. The significance of the roles of Yahweh, the foundations and the roles of Yahweh and what he has. And this is so, so important. So if light teams up with darkness, no matter how good that light is, no matter how bright that light is, if it continues to team up with darkness, there's a problem. That darkness will fade that light. Now, light can shine in darkness, but when you, whether it's a business relationship or any relationship, but especially a marriage, this is why it's so important to be equally yoked. And there's consequences for sin that many of us think we've escaped and gotten away with, but blessings and curses go along with obedience and disobedience. And it comes back sometimes to haunt us, so to say. I myself was growing up and got into the word and on fire for our creator, seeked out a spouse, and found a person who was not at the same level I was at, but because of my lack of love for the word of our creator and my impatience and for every other reason out there I can give, and it's 100% my fault, I made a decision to try to become one with someone who was not on the same understanding of Scripture. And this is a big problem because you can't just simply walk away from that. So I have children. Even if I didn't have children, I can't just simply walk away with that because there's a spiritual realm of everything. And there's soul ties. There's there's a lot of stuff on a spiritual level when it says in Ephesians 6:12 that there's a spiritual battle going on, and there's a principalities out there and everything else. We have to understand this. If you don't understand Yahweh, this is why it's so important to have the knowledge of Yahweh. Because if you don't understand Yahweh and his ways and things that are going on, how could you defeat? If you don't understand the devil, how could you defeat the devil? If you don't understand the instructions of Yahweh and how to defeat the devil, how could you defeat him? And many of us don't understand it. It's creating a big problem. So what I've realized in my life is I've created this tremendous void in my life by deciding against Yahweh's word to become one with someone who was not of Yahweh. It's almost like teaming up with Satan, the devil. And not only are you making an effort to keep the demons out of your house, but when you make a decision that goes against Yahweh's word, and that is sin on any level. I'm just using a relationship as an example, but it could be any level. When you decide to sin, you're going against Yahweh's word. And when you invite the demons in your house, it's a lot harder to keep them out if they're in there. So I hope you're understanding me here, the significance of making the right choice when you decide to become one with someone. But now I see the consequences, even though I decided to separate and split through a divorce. You know, a divorce is just a piece of paper. It's not as simple as to divorce from a spiritual realm and a spiritual area. I mean, once you get all past the disbelief and the heartbreak and all the negative emotions of that, there's still consequences. And now I realize I've created children in this world. And the children that I have in this world, you know, yes, I'm responsible for. Yes, my teaching is passed down to them. But since I've made the poor choice of not following the word of Scripture and finding one who I decided to become with, that same choice that I made is now affecting my children greatly. Because I could seal up every part of everything that will let the enemy get in my life. I could do all the spiritual battles and the warfare I want to do and everything else. But there's a consistent wide open door to it for my children. So a generational curse is a generational curse that comes down to your generational line. But when you decide to become with somebody else, and a generation curse in their lines, if you've cleared that in yours, even though you're supposed to become one, you separate again, but you have children, now the generational curse can continue coming over it in there. So I've created an environment because of my lack of word, lack of understanding. I've created a portal for, even though I'm doing my best to seal up the house for my children so the enemy doesn't get in, the demons won't get in, I've left the door wide open. Because I made that choice. And that choice is not something that's easy to control. Now, through the power of prayer and the trust and belief in a wonderful creator, I have to understand that my children are his children before they're my children. And it was one of the greatest things that freed me from the anxiety and the fear of how will my children get along without me by their side 100% of the time? And when I realized they're Yahweh's children before they're my children, it opened up a tremendous release of trusting and believing. So if I just go on this understanding of the spiritual world and how it works and everything else, I could say, my gosh, because of my bad decision, I've let a door wide open for my children to be consistently fed with the demons, and it's a consistent pathway. But only because of my faith and my trust in my Creator can I trust that even though I've done something and take great responsibility for and understanding for, even though I have done something that without a doubt has consequences, Yahweh can come and shut that door to them, to shut that door for the demons to bother my offspring. Yahweh can shut that door, and only him can do it, not me. It's another thing is a lack of control. You know, we have tendencies to be control freaks, right? To be in control of our lives and so on. But this is something that we've created a situation where we don't have control over this anymore. And as parents or as a spouse, because sometimes children aren't involved, but we still left that door wide open if we've decided to become one with somebody who is not of the same understanding. And even though we're trying to seal all the doors up to our house so the enemy can't get in, the demons can't get in, we leave a door wide open through this other person that doesn't believe. And many of us have gotten up to us ourselves in these situations. You know, sometimes our eyes are open and maybe there's an elder parent who's we have to take into our house because maybe they're older in age and they're sick and we decide to take them in our house. Well, now we're also taking in somebody in our house that is of darkness sometimes. And we love them. They might be our mother or father or something, but you either believe or you don't. There's no neutrality with our Creator. You know, if everyone in your house is keeping the Sabbath, but somebody's not, sin is entering in. If everyone in your house is eating kosher, but somebody's not, sin is entering in. If everyone in your house is praying and believing and closing up the windows and closing up any opening for Satan, but somebody's coming right behind us and opening the windows and opening up the door, the demons can get in. We have to understand, and we have to understand how the enemy works, but we also have to understand how Yahweh works. And just like it seems like we have no control over this, every time I close this door, it's opened. Every time I close this window, it's opened. When we think we have no control over this, that's when we have to realize we don't, but Yahweh does. But Yahweh does. And that's where repentance and that's where confession is so important. Yahweh, I know I messed up. I know I made a terrible mistake. Yahweh, but I also have reverence to know that not through me, but through you, this can be overcome. This can be broken. Release me from this guilt. Release me from this mistake. Release me from this pressure. And I know that you can do this, Yahweh. And to that consistent faith, always and always and always. But it's a time where many of us can get discouraged. Many of us can get discouraged. And Yahweh does things in our lives to try to ignite us or just move us so quickly to a point of reverence, some point that we didn't have before. But it could be so discouraging. How could we continue to go after we've created such havoc in our lives, Yah? All the stuff we've created in our lives. Sometimes we brought up our children, let's say, for example. My children are younger, but let's say our children are older. Let's say they're in their teens or they moved out. Let's say they're in their 20s or 30s. And our eyes didn't open up to Yahweh's truth until we were, let's say, 40 or 50 years old. We've brought up children to live in sin and enjoy sin and to don't see any issue with sin because of our mistakes, because of our lack of understanding, because of our lack of seeking Yahweh. Now our children are in a position. And we could feel so much guilt and discouragement over that. But we have to realize we're not in control of that. And that's where we have to confess it. And we have to give it up to Yahweh. And Yahweh says that we can do all things through him who strengthens us. Yahweh has the power to make that happen. And then we understand. We understand how messed up our lives were. How messed up our lives are. But Yahweh answered us. He answered us with the real answer. The true answer. Yahshua. Which means Yahweh's salvation, the salvation of Yahweh. And that's where we can be free. This message today is for those of you that are walking around in discouragement about your past mistakes, your past lack of judgments. Not to walk around in discouragement, but to walk around in the joy and the peace and understanding about this spiritual battle that goes on if we choose the right side. We don't understand how, we don't understand the way, but we understand Yahweh will do it. But we have to be aware of what's taking place. We have to understand about speaking directly to those demons and casting them out and not welcoming them in our lives anymore, in our children's lives, in our parents' lives, in anything we do. We have to understand about these things. So we have to understand, though, the real enemy, the real big thing, the greatest attack that the enemy wants to have on us is to get us off our Creator, to get us away from our Creator, off His path. And the greatest attack of the enemy, and one of the greatest attacks, is discouragement. He uses discouragement because it's so extremely powerful in destroying people today. It can cause people to quit something that Yahweh has told them to do. It can cause sickness and disease. It can easily lead to disobedience to Yahweh's guidelines and instructions. It could take away all encouragement. It could take away all enthusiasm and everything. I call you today, do not let disappointment discourage you. Do not let it stop you from the great things that Yahweh has for you. None of us are perfect. We all made mistakes in the past. Some of us make poor lack of judgments. But Yahweh is so wonderful and so beautiful and so kind and such a great redeemer. I can only begin to touch the blessings that I see Him doing in my life now that He's been doing all along, that He's always been doing. But for so long, I didn't realize it. I didn't see it. And those, focusing on those positive moments and not on those negative moments, but identifying those negative moments. And to understand that faith must always pass the test of discouragement. Always. Always. We need to read the word, we need to identify the enemy, and we need to have faith in Yahweh that even though we messed up, and if He left it up to us, we can't fix it. We can't cure it. But through the blood of Yeshua, we have every opportunity to overcome those things. We have to understand this. We have to understand. Yahweh is in control of things, but we have to choose Him. So I pray as I speak these things to you today, and I know some of you might not have felt these things, understood these things, but for those of you that do and get it, the scriptures need to come more alive. And I do believe we live in a time today where a lot of people fall because scripture is said so often, so much, and not given reverence in our lives. But when we think about these things, scripture has to be given reverence. So if we have discouragement, we need encouragement. Proverbs in the scripture, another word for wisdom. It says, trust in Yahweh with all your heart. With all your heart. You know, light and darkness aren't going to be in the same place. Leaning not on our own wisdom and our own understanding and our own thoughts and our own things. It tells us not to be afraid or discouraged. That Yahweh is with us wherever we go. So I give that to you today. If you've made mistakes, if you've done things, some people out there that have made mistakes and they tried to do the right thing. Maybe they got pregnant and they tried to give away their baby in adoption instead of getting an abortion. They tried to do something right in the wrong situation. Some people out there are sitting in jail right now and they've realized the mistakes they've made. But no matter how bad the mistakes or the errors or the lack of judgments we made in our life, Yeshua encourages us, and He tells us, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Let your heart not be troubled. Let your heart not be troubled. For if Yahweh is for us, who could be against us? Not even the demons, not even the enemy. If Yahweh is for us, who could be against us? That's why we must live by faith. We must live by faith. To set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. That's what we need to understand. It's just a powerful thing, and it's a thing of we come to realize later that, the surroundness. So the generational curse that I proclaim has passed me. No anxiety, no fear, letting it all go and choosing a side of joy and peace and love. But I see it surrounding, trying to get in. But I'm not going to let it get in. I see it from one angle. My parents that are not believers, consistently trying to fill my head, consistently trying to discourage me in my walk by not believing, by not trusting in that. And then I see it in my ex-spouse trying to consistently attack me with things that I've opened up to her that she might know how to get to me. And then I see it going through to my children from that angle, going to my children and from my siblings on that end, the people that don't believe coming to me. And then now Satan brings these people that I would call friends that I would supposedly rely on coming to me from that angle. But we live with a shield. We live under the wing of Yahweh. And we have to understand about his refuge. We have to understand what it means when he says he's our rock. That this can never be broken. That we're under his wing. That we will survive. We will thrive. We must then keep our mind set on the things above. And we must keep persevering through living scripture. Living scripture. And making it realize that scripture is true and real. And it's a true story. It says in Romans 8, verse 5, for they that are of after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit do things of the Spirit. Discouraging results in more sin and more going astray. It's like opening up. And yeah, and sometimes you want to reach out outside this bubble, this refuge. You want to reach outside and grab it and bring them in. Like I could just think about when Noah was on the ark, you know, and the water was rising and all the people started running towards the ark. Please, we change our mind. We can't, we're going to drown. Please help us. Help us. I see my family all around me, my friends and my family all around me. Please. And here I am in this bubble surrounded. And please, I repent. This vision of the future, please, I should have listened. I should have listened when Yahweh told you to spoke. And it's our tendency and our desire to open up the protection, open up the shield, open up the bubble, and to try to pull them in. But that's not what Yahweh wants us to do. For when we open up that, we open up a door to sin. We open up a door to the demons and everything else. Yahweh doesn't want them to run to us. Yahweh wants them to run to him. That's what we have to understand. That's what we have to get. Yahweh wants us to turn to him. That's what he wants. Don't come to me. Go to him. That's what we have to teach our people around us. It's not about us. We have something. Everyone can attain what we have. The peace, the joy, the love, the faith, and all this. But we can't just open that up and expect only good to come in. It's a tough thing. It's a tough thing. But the joy knowing that this, it says in 1 Peter 5, 7, and 8, cast all your anxiety upon him because he cares for you. Be alert and sober of the mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Ephesians 4:27 says, do not give the enemy, the devil, an opportunity to come into your life. Do not give him that level. So it's my job, my responsibility to show my parents, to show my children, to show my brothers and sisters, to show my friends. It's my responsibility to show them Yahweh's word and what Yahweh could do in their life. And how only through Yeshua they can have this refuge around them and this protection around them. Only through Yeshua. And the best way we can do that, the best way we can show them, is by living according to his guidelines and instructions. By not being a hypocrite. By not being a make-believer, but being a true believer. By showing them true faith when it seems like there's no hope, when it seems like there's no answer. We believe and we understand that Yahweh is full of miracles. That Yahweh can do all things. And we trust with faith that. And we don't show any discouragement at all. We don't get discouraged. We don't get doubtful. We stay on Yahweh's path and we know this. And we know who persevere. We know this. So we have to stand tall. And we have to, in those times when it seems like all things are against against us. Remember Job 17:9 says the righteous keep moving forward, and those with clean hands become stronger.